5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Okay, so we are here with, do you want to introduce yourself first, Whitney?
Certainly. My name is Whitney Wolk-Maddox. I'm the director of the TRIO Talent Search Program here at Mineral Area College.
And Dan?
Yeah, Dan Jacox. I'm the director of the Excel Program here at Mineral Area College. It is also a TRIO program, a student support services program.
So there are three programs under TRIO?
There are three programs under TRIO here at MAC. There's actually eight more. TRIO programs in the country, but we don't have them all.
We do three.
Mm-hmm.
So Excel, I know, is like tutoring help. Upward Bound works with high school students?
Yes. So TRIO's mission is to help students achieve post-secondary education, either two-year, four-year. There are programs that go all the way through grad school. Dan works with college-age students. Upward Bound works with primarily high school students. And my program also works with high school students, but we start at sixth grade also.
Talent search?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's really all the way to like kind of middle school?
Yes.
Okay. And I know was it in the summer that we had a bunch of students on campus with projects?
Yeah.
It feels like 10 years ago, but I know it wasn't that far.
So talent search, we do start with students in sixth grade, and then one of the things we've been doing for the last couple of years has been a STEM camp in the summer.
That's what it was, the STEM camp.
Yes. Okay. So this summer we had about 60 students on campus just for a week doing different projects and learning about STEM and tech that we have here at MAC.
Now what kind of geographical range do we have with, like how far are there, is it per county or is it a mile, like a radius, or?
So when a TRIO program writes a grant, they have to specify the schools that they're going to work with. So Dan's grant is specific for here at MAC, which means that even if we had like a CMU student that was taking classes, they couldn't be served by Dan, correct?
Correct.
For Upward Bound and Talent Search, we have to specify the school districts that we are going to work with, and we have to get letters of cooperation from those school districts. So we work with, Talent Search is with 11 school districts, Upward Bound is with 10. The extra one that we have only goes through eighth grade, and Upward Bound can't serve eighth graders. So.
Okay. And then the Excel program, we have a physical location. Now, even online students can still get help, but I know I was in before the start of the school year, and you had that really nice display with all those like quarter sheet handouts, and those are available digitally as well. So what are the benefits of a MAC student working with Excel?
The benefits are pretty extensive, and it certainly depends on the student and what their needs are. So whenever they join our program, we do a needs assessment and really try to align what services we provide with what their needs might be. So it's very a la carte, right? Like you get to choose what you participate in. So we help with transfer to four-year institution. We can help with Accuplacer placement scores. That's particularly beneficial to those students in the nursing program. Who are trying to join that program to make sure that their placements are in order. Tutoring, obviously, is something we do. We try to support mental health through a variety of ways. One is the brochures, those displays that you were talking about. But we try to keep everybody active. We talk to them about nutrition, hydration, things like that. Just really try to, you know, be an extension of the household in some ways, you know, just trying to be a supportive voice for them.
Yeah, I know I was out a few weeks back with you guys throwing the football around. And yeah, that display I was mentioning earlier, it wasn't like, chemistry specific. They were all of those things that are important to be successful that maybe people don't think about, like how to deal with procrastination or sleep schedules or all of the, I'll throw out a big word here, tertiary. Elements that impact students that aren't necessarily directly related to one particular class or one test or anything like that.
Right. There are lots of factors that can make a student feel overwhelmed. And a lot of those things that we're trying to do is to try to balance that out for students and help them, you know, strategize. We've got a workshop series that we do weekly in the library that also supports that. So,
well, today's podcast, we're actually, we got together because November 8th is the first generation, is it a celebration day or is there an official title or?
It's first generation college celebration day.
Okay. And is this, did we do this last year or is this like an inaugural?
No, this is our fifth year.
Fifth year.
Oh,
fifth
wow.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bigger and better every year, I suppose.
Different every year, you know. The first couple of years, I think it was growing each year. And this year, we took a different approach. So it's going to be broader. We're going to be on multiple campuses, including some school districts in the area. But focused in a little bit more as opposed to just one event each day. We're doing one big day on the main campus. And then we're also hitting each of our outreach centers and Bismarck and Arcadia Valley.
Yes.
So will the outreach in Bismarck and Arcadia be individual days? And then the big one is on the Park Hills campus on the 8th.
Right, yeah. So the 6th will be at Potosi. The 7th will be in Cape Girardeau and Perryville and Fredericktown. The 8th will be on the main campus. And then the 9th will be at those two local high schools.
So what are some of the activities or features that we have planned for, let's say, just the November 8th one?
Sure. We'll open up the day with probably arguably the most popular event we've done for first-generation days in the past, which is we'll have a kind of a cafe going on. So it'll be first-gen coffee. We'll have the caramel macchiato, which we always do as the special drink, will be over in the library. So it'll just be, you know, free coffee and conversation, which we should never charge for conversation anyway. But we'll be doing that over in the library to start the day. And then
at 10 o'clock in the library, we're going to have a panel discussion that we will invite students to. It's going to be three newer professionals here on campus who were also first-generation graduates. And it's going to be a panel focused on transitioning from being a first-generation student to a first-generation professional.
Yeah, then we'll follow that up with the first-generation lunch, which is something we started this year that we're doing once a month throughout the year, where we have a little meal deal for first-generation faculty and students, you know, in the Cardinals Cafe, and that'll be in the PDR.
Is there a potato sack race? Because I feel like that would really cap things off. Maybe for year number seven would be next year, I guess. If is this year five or year six?
This is year five.
Okay,
yeah,
so year six. Next,
yeah.
Year six. That's.
I think we're more likely to go three-legged race. You know, because then you got to match heights and stuff. You know.
Well, you've got a year to let that roll around in the brain.
We'll put it in the hopper.
Yeah. All right.
While we do the lunch, we're going to have lunch from 11 to 1, and students and faculty can pay $5 to get a lunch and join us in the PDR. But outside the PDR, we'll also have some competitions. We're putting together trivia, and there's going to be, I think, cornhole, if you have any athletic ability whatsoever. I'm not running that station. But we'll have some prize baskets for students who want to participate. And that's open to anybody. But just talking about, like, what is first generation and what does that mean? And hopefully students will have a good time.
Cool. Good deal. Well, hopefully we won't get any out-of-town ringers to show up to win the cornhole baskets.
I'm the most likely out-of-town ringer. So, yeah.
Well, we are farther in than I wanted to be before introducing our two other guests. We have two students joining us. Kanaya and Corey are here, and I'm assuming, because of our topic, that you are both first-generation college students. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And then now, do either or both of you work with Excel, or did you work with Upward Bound or anything like that, or are you just brand new to campus?
This is my beginning of second year, so I've been pretty much working with Excel ever since I got started.
So this is year two for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a freshman, did you immediately start working with Excel, or did it? Was it like your second semester?
It was pretty immediate. I needed help with some chemistry in the beginning, and my chemistry teacher introduced me to the Excel program and Dan, and he got started right
then. And you
then.
Still decided to stick with it even after meeting Dan.
Yeah.
That's a testament to...
He's a very dedicated student.
What's the old basketball term? Stick-to-itiveness?
Yeah, stick-to-itiveness, yes.
How do you know that?
So this is year two for you. What are you studying, or what's your path?
Well,
it's okay if you're undecided to.
I don't have a for sure like destination, but mostly in science. I've taken a lot of general sciences like chemistry, biology, psychology, like in that kind of range. Kind of want to do something with that.
Okay. And are you thinking you want to go to a 4-year university?
Probably not.
No.
Unless my career that I choose wants me to go back to one, and if they pay for it, or if it's required for like a better deal or promotion or something, then I would definitely go back.
Okay.
But
fair
just
enough.
Being unsure of like where I want to go, I don't want to like do more and then not use it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly don't want to go down the wrong path too far.
Right.
But I would say don't let that sense of efficiency prevent you from experimenting is not the right word necessarily, but giving yourself some freedom to take a class here or there that maybe isn't something you think you might want or need. I don't know what it was a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying to put this idea together for years as a former, well, I guess I do still currently teach some. This idea that there might be something in chemistry, for example, that you're never going to see that problem again in your life, but the process of figuring it out and getting to the solution, it's those combinations of processes through all of your classes. You're not going to remember a specific date from history, but it's the process of preparing for the test and solving problems. Those are the things that carry with you throughout. So, yeah, you certainly don't want to take a bunch of stuff unrelated, but I hope that doesn't hinder you from exploring something that there's always it's like you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. You might find some value in something that on the surface may not seem connected, but sorry, that's my soapbox for the day. Kanai, what about yourself? Are you, is this your first semester here?
Yes, this is. And I met Dan. I actually wanted to go to the other tutors. He's like, I don't think you want that. I was like, okay, whatever. So I just kind of got stuck with Dan and the girls. I like them, though. I love them. The women. Sorry. Not
That's
girls.
How it ends up. The word stuck is accurate, I think.
From a lot of people.
Stuck
from
with
a lot
Dan.
Of people. Stuck with Dan. True.
Now, do you have a particular interest or a subject that you want to pursue?
Yeah, right now I'm in construction.
Okay.
I want to be a carpenter. So, which is it's going pretty good. I like it. And I'm also a basketball player here.
Okay. And where are you? I forgot to ask Corey. Where are you from, Corey?
St. Genevieve.
You're from St. Gen. Okay. Mm-hmm. And where are you from, Kanai?
From Kennett.
Sorry?
Kennett.
Oh, so that's down south, right?
Yeah.
So what made you decide to come to Mac? Was it basketball first, or was it school first?
I think it was basketball first, and then I got here, and I like just had the class, and I'm like, okay, yes, that's actually what I want to do with my life. And it was, like, before I even came to Mac.
Okay.
But I just didn't do it last year at my old college because they didn't have the class.
Sure, sure. Now, were you taking classes over at the new tech building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure how, like, I know it's not fully open. I know they're still working in some areas, like automotive and things, but
yeah.
I know other stuff was working out. So that's a really nice, this is our new tech building. What kind are you taking, like, construction management classes over there or woodworking?
Well, my first class was blueprinting.
Okay.
Like, blueprint reading. And then I had construction skills, like carpenter skills. And
sure.
then right now we are concrete and forms.
Cool.
Which is just like building forms for to like put the concrete
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And foundational
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, tight beat. And then next, like, what, week maybe? Not this week coming, but the next week we'll go to floor, wall, and layout.
Okay.
So we'll learn how to, you know, build a wall.
Do you ever, like, steal somebody's backpack and put it in concrete?
I've done that before.
That's a bit of an extreme... office prank.
Yeah, you got to start with the stapler, right?
Yeah, start with the stapler. It's not quite like Jell-O.
It's not Jell-O.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Well, we don't have any concrete right now. We just, like, we're just building it. Like, we're putting rebar in, the forms, and, yeah, just, he's trying to find concrete, though, just because we have a subfloor, which he built.
Oh,
so
I see.
Yeah, you can't really put concrete on wood, so.
But so you're enjoying those?
Oh, yeah. It's going real good.
Good.
I like it.
Good deal. That's good to hear. So as a first generation student, and now granted, Corey, this is start of year two for you, what were like the biggest obstacles or maybe things that were a surprise to you when you started last year? Versus like high school.
Right. So I'd say like mostly deadlines. Like for most of my classes, it's always like just have it done by the end of the week, or it's like a far off deadline of like a big project or something. And you know, at first you think, oh, I got plenty of time, and you kind of put it off, and then it's like, oh man, I need to get this done like really quick, or so then it might not be as good as it would be. But so time management has definitely been something I've had to work on just from high school to college, just because it's like in high school they tell you like the steps of like, all right, you need to be doing this today and then this to be done at this time. But you know, in college they're just, they give you the assignment, give you the due date, and then you know, it's expected you just get it done, which I mean, we're supposed to be adults now, so.
Oh, time management is huge, not just for first gen students, but I mean anybody in college. Mm-hmm. Time management is a massive component to being successful. Sure. What about yourself? What was your, now you were out of college previously.
Yeah.
So coming to Mac, was there anything unexpected or any hurdles?
I'm just going to say I expected nothing less, because I've already been through this stuff. So I know what's going to happen. Study hall, you have to go to class.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, time, you have to like plan that. Like you need a
right.
weekly planner. That's mm-hmm. what I had to get.
I had to get some of those too.
Literally, like last year, I just went through it with nothing, like no planner, nothing. I just kind of winged it, and then yeah, I got here, and then it's like you actually want to go somewhere with your life from like just being at a better school, like around better people, a better community. It's just like, I think I've been doing better just from being here at Mac on
sure.
time management and everything.
Yeah.
Now, in high school, whenever I was in season, like if I played a sport, my grades were always better. And it seems counterintuitive because I had less time. Mm-hmm. But I think that structure of, you know, you had your practice, you had to organize your time and make the most of when you could, because whenever I wasn't in season, I was like, oh man, I got all the time in the world, this is great, and then I would procrastinate and end up doing worse. Now with basketball, do you guys still do like the early morning workouts, or are you afternoon now?
Yes, we have practice every morning at 8.
You do the mornings?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not 8, then probably workouts, which is just 7 o'clock. But
okay,
we haven't had any like that. We was just doing that for preseason because we had like conditioning tests and stuff like that.
So preseason was all mornings?
Yeah.
And do you have like any structured study time with the team, or is it pretty much just on your own?
I mean, we do team bonding, but we don't study together. Like, okay. we all just go to our study hall because, like, we have to get 4 hours, like, each week.
Okay, so that's what I meant. So, yeah. As being part of the team, you're required to do 4 hours, like, in the Learning Center or Excel.
Yes.
Each week.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that initially how you got to work with Excel?
Oh, yes. Okay. Our coach set it up.
So, and you think everyone. That's been a benefit to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually come to the study hall.
I think it's
because
of the cheese. She likes
You're
cheese.
Annoying. Definitely.
You have cheese platter.
Yeah, well, you know, for special students, sometimes okay. there's cheese. You know, there's apples for everybody, but some people get cheese. You
there's
know,
there's different tiers.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Dan, he's silly.
Well, I don't want to keep you guys forever. I just, I really wanted to get some more insights on Wednesday. It is a Wednesday, correct? The 8th?
Correct. Yes.
Wednesday the 8th. So the Park Hills main campus, that's when we have most of the activities during the day. Now, I guess I quickly should ask, were you, Dan and Whitney, were you both first-gen students? By chance?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And what were some of the biggest hurdles that you faced when you, if you can remember all those years back?
it's been a couple of decades, and, you know, college was a lot different, I think, than it is now.
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody really talking about first-generation college students in a positive way or even really mentioning it much back then, to be honest. It was, you know... I certainly went to college with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, a little concern, you know. Really didn't know what I was doing at all. Didn't know the resources that were available. Was probably too arrogant to use them anyway, had I known at that point in my life. I'm a little more humble now. Not a lot, but a little. So I struggled out of the gate big time. A lot of the things Corey's talking about, you know, in terms of time management, doing my own laundry, just... being singularly responsible for myself with, you know, very little oversight. I over-embraced the freedom, I think is probably true early on, and it took me a little while to get on track, certainly. So I would say that time management component was a big problem for me.
What about yourself? Or you were just perfect coming in right out of the gate.
It sounds right.
I think some of the biggest struggles I had, I think I always knew that I was going to college, but then when I got to college, I didn't really have anybody to talk to about it. I would talk about, I think I need to do this, or I'm having this problem, and... my mom had done a semester at college, and so she at least understood some of the terminology, but in reality of, like, making things happen, I didn't have anybody who had been there, who had done that. I was a pretty good kid in high school, and so one of the big problems I had is I got to college and I didn't really know how to study. I had never... had to put in the hours and the time, and I didn't know what resources were out there. And when I would talk to my mom about struggling with school or with classes, my mom didn't know that there was also tutors in the library or that there was a TRIO program on campus that I could go to that would help me. We didn't know that that even existed. And so it was... I think I probably would have taken advantage of some of those resources early on if I had known that they were there, but I didn't. And so I feel like I just kind of fumbled my way through, and I lucked out in having some really awesome professors in my first couple of years that said, hey, do you think that maybe you should be thinking about this? And so I would do that, and it worked out for me. And then by the time I was an older student and I knew those resources existed, I was maybe a little more on the arrogant side also and thought, those are for other kids that need them more than I do. And I think it still would have benefited me to have taken advantage of that. I maybe wouldn't have had to make that fifth year super senior lap that I made if I would have known things existed early on.
I call that the victory lap. No shame in that, in the victory lap. I was kind of the same way. I think had I known similarly, I probably wouldn't have sought extra help anyway. My big thing is I had a huge fear of missing out. So if I was at a relatively big school, so there was always something going on campus. There were always parties to go to. And, like, I didn't want to miss anything. And I similarly didn't have to, like, put in a super ton of work in high school. I kind of was able to get my B average and get out. And I kind of floated through my freshman year, I think, with that mentality. And so I was like, B's and C's, I'll take that so I can still go do all the fun things. But yeah, something else I want to mention too is I am so, so, so glad that social media and YouTube did not exist when I was in school. I think my junior year, that's when we got our email addresses, and that was like a big thing, as email was new. Can you guys believe that? Right? Back in the day. Yeah. You'd have the computer that sounded like robot dying when you're logging into the internet. Those were the days.
For me, it was Soul Calibur 2. I almost lost a semester to that particular video game. I don't know if they still make that game or what number they might be on, but it was a PlayStation 2, and my roommate purchased Soul Calibur 2, and that was not my freshman year. That was my junior year, and I almost lost all the progress that I had made in real life, making great progress in Soul Calibur 2.
You didn't have Assassin's Creed?
I did not have Assassin's Creed. I was pretty vulnerable to whatever, you know, my roommate's game choices and selection were.
And what was that game? What was like?
Soul Calibur 2? It was like a...
It's a
fighting game, yeah.
Mortal Kombat?
Tekken or Mortal Kombat, yeah. Street Fighter, that type of game, yeah.
Do you find that, and I don't know if you're big on social media or anything like that, do you find that whether it's gaming or social or YouTube or whatever, do you find those things to be a difficult distraction or not so much?
I mean, at times, heck yeah, it's a lot of distractions and social media. I try to stay off social media. I don't like social media as much. I like TikTok and I like YouTube, but I hate Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah.
I really do.
Like, she says that, but I think she's probably really good at like building avatars and stuff.
You're not funny. We had to do that for you.
I both love and hate YouTube. I really love it, but I also will kind of go down a rabbit hole, and 3 hours later I'm watching, you know, clips of I don't know, what's a crazy old 80s movie? A Swamp Thing or something. You know, something weird. I don't think I would have been able to handle it. Or online classes weren't a thing. I don't think I would have had the self-discipline to do an online class versus, you know, being in the room 3 days a week or whatever. This is an old man talking about being glad we didn't have all these fancy internet things. So,
yeah, I'm glad Wikipedia. I used to do the Wikipedia rabbit holes.
No one knows about that.
You don't. Nobody.
No
knows.
One knows about that.
You don't know what Wikipedia
anymore.
Is.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know what it is. Yeah. Just
you know what rabbit holes are though, right? Where you just get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you just, there'd be another link in that article, and you click that link to learn more, and you just,
all of a sudden, 3 hours later, learning about.
3 hours is barely a rabbit hole for me.
Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is a false site.
It has its problems.
Well, certainly. You don't necessarily cite it, but it could be a potentially good jumping off point. If it eventually leads, you can discover a piece of information and then use academic sources to see if it's valid or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you don't want to necessarily cite it directly.
It's an interesting place to get broad context for a subject, mm-hmm. you know, like it's, so that's what you're doing. You're skipping around getting broad context yeah. instead of never, you know, digging deep into something. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, again, appreciate everybody taking the time to, and if you are a listener and you've made it this far and it's not yet November 8th, plan on coming by the main campus. Possibly a cheese tray would be available.
I never rule out the cheese tray. Never rule out the cheese tray.
Just sometimes it's here, sometimes not. But even if not for the cheese, we've got other activities going on. Yes, go ahead.
Come support our Lady Mac girls basketball team tonight. Make sure you wear pink.
Now, here's the problem. People are going to be listening to this in the future. That's okay. We're not going out. We're not going out live that way. And it doesn't happen often, but there's a one time I had some no-no words I had to bleep out. But
that wasn't me, was it?
It probably was.
No, it wasn't.
So come support girls basketball.
Well, now
homecoming?
Now listen, no. So here's what I was going to say though, is I'm going to have the team members and your coaches come in a couple times throughout the season to talk about what's going on and to promote games. So, well, you can tell your coach that you've already done this one if you don't want to come back. But
yeah, Coach BP, I'm cool.
No, we're gonna like we've talked to soccer teams a couple times. We'll have hoops in. Have try to get spring sports in, but we always have students and coaches talking about what's going on in the season. The next one I plan on doing, I'm going to try to talk to some theater people because we've got the show coming up in late November. So, yeah, even though this isn't live, we will be talking to people and try to keep you updated on what's going on. But you can always check out the MAC website for activities. So thanks again. Any parting words of wisdom?
We think this is really important, and we appreciate you having a conversation with us today.
Yeah. Have a good day. Thanks a lot. All right, take care. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks.